Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's the Sports Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. The Junks are out for this Veterans Day. We want to thank all the veterans that are out there listening. So they will be back tomorrow. It's Denton Day and Linnell Willingham sitting in for the guys here. And we are joined now by Von Miller, defensive end for the Washington Commanders. He has a podcast as well that you can find. It's called the Free Range Podcast. New episodes every Wednesday wherever you get your podcast. It's available on his YouTube channel as well. Von, appreciate you making time for us, man. I know you're busy traveling. Are you guys out in Spain now? Are you out? Are you down there?
Yeah, we're out here in Spain. We landed around 9 o'clock this morning. It is 3:20 right now. So yeah, we're just getting acclimated to Madrid.
How was the flight?
It was dope. I slept like a rock.
Really?
I was sleeping before. You know, I was asleep before we took off, then all of a sudden they tapped me and asked me, did I want breakfast, and we was 45 minutes away from landing, so it was good.
Is this your first time being in Spain before?
No, I've been to Spain before. I've been to Barcelona. I haven't been to Madrid, though.
Okay. First time participating in the international series of the league?
Oh, so this is really my third opportunity. Wow. The first time I was supposed to play DQ in the Falcons, and it got canceled in 2020.
Okay.
And then I went again in 2023 with the Buffalo Bills to play the Jags. And this is my second time being overseas for international game, playing the Miami Dolphins here in Madrid. So pretty cool.
How much does the schedule get adjusted from like the daily week to week now that you're overseas for the entire week?
I mean, you know, everything about it is totally different.
Yeah.
We're pros, though. Yeah. So it's just like a Thursday night game or a Monday night game. We're pros. I've been playing football my whole entire life. I'm always prepared for games like this. You know, Thursday night, it's a little bit tougher because you don't have as much time to recover. Monday night, you get an extra day to recover. This is right on point. You know, Sunday, we get out here. We left on a Monday, so we got plenty of time to recover and get ready and be prepared for Miami.
Can you give us a little insight on some of the team bonding activities they've got scheduled for you all? I know that's a big part of this trip.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge part of it. And just being able to hang out with the guys, go to dinners. I'm not sure what sightseeing or anything like that, but, okay. Just to be able to hang out with the guys. Like, we don't have anywhere else to go. So just to be able to hang out. And just kind of work through some of the stuff that we had before, some of the issues that we've had this season. It's not a morale thing. It's not a want-to thing. You know, everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to go out there and play their best game and play their best ball and win. You know, maybe this is an opportunity for the players to just get together and kind of work out what everybody is thinking to get on the same page.
Von Miller with us here on the Sports Junkies with Denton Day and Linnell Willingham sitting in for the Junks. So talk to us about Sunday. Obviously not the result that you guys wanted. You've had now a day to kind of look back and review some of the stuff that went wrong. What did you guys kind of look at and see?
It was a tough day. A tough day. Probably on all three phases. You know, we got beat. That was a really good Detroit team. I think for me personally, that was the first game that I started since 2022. So, whenever we get, whenever I'm met with adversity like this on a team, I always like to look from an individual standpoint, what can I do better and what can I do to help this team? I always start there. I start, you know, did I play the type of game that I wanted to play? Like, how could I tweak this and tweak that? And I start inward. I don't look at like, dang, the secondary should be doing this, or linebacker should be doing that, or why the offense doing. I look inward, and I try to find a way to become better for myself individually, because individual success is team success. And then how can I contribute more? And I think if we all take that similar that sort of approach from the top down, we're going to be all right. We're going to be fine.
I totally agree with you, man. I think you guys have done a tremendous job from an effort standpoint. Y'all play hard through the whistle, play all four quarters. Just hasn't gone your guys' way this year. You've been in the league for a while, Von. Have you ever played on a team that's got ravaged by injuries like this, dude?
No, I can't, you know, in recent memory think, you know, about it like that. Just being honest, completely honest. Yeah. It has been have injuries all over the place. You know, at one point we had all three wide receivers that couldn't play in the Dallas Cowboys game. Then our quarterback gets hurt, and then we lose Dorrance Armstrong to ACL. Then we lose Trey Amos to a broken leg. It was Marshawn to an ACL. Like every week, you know, that's a tough injury. And of course, you want to say next man up. But you know, we've been hit hard with it.
Yeah.
But the strong part about our team is the team. You know, I've been saying for all week that it's, you know, the coaches are doing a great job. Coaches are doing a great job with everything that we have to put the best product that we can out there. And I think if we're just able to get together as players and just kind of learn each other, continue to learn, because we've been with each other for a long time now, but just continue to learn how each other plays, it's never too late to find some type of success, and I'm hoping that this week will be that week for us.
So you've mentioned morale a couple of times. Is morale in the locker room still high? And if it is, how do you keep it despite all of the kind of the negative things that we've mentioned that have happened this year?
I mean, you got me. I'm a comedian. It doesn't matter how serious the situation is. You know, I try to find a beauty in it. No matter how much success that we have, I'm still going to make light of it. It's of course, we're pro athletes and we're tied to the outcome. It's tough for me to say, man, football isn't everything because it's been so much of my life. But the reality of it is that it's not everything, you know. You got to be able to detach and you got to be able to live life. And of course, our happiness and our moods are tied to, you know, the outcome of how we play. And you just can't really change that. But there are small moments where you have to just step back and realize, hey, we're playing a child's game. We still got an opportunity to fix it. It's not all doom and gloom. I can't operate in an environment like that where it's doom and gloom, even if that's, you know, the case. You know, I'm always trying to find a beauty in it, and I'm always trying to find a way out. I'm always trying to find a solution. It's easy for guys to, hey, we didn't do this or that, do that, or, man, this is what happened. Like, I'm a solution finder. I like looking at situations from the perception of, well, if we could try this, we can fix this, or what about that? We can try it with this. Maybe we should meet as a team and try this. I'm a solution finder. You know, I don't like to point out the problem.
Actually, a non-football question here. I know you're sharing that room with Javon Kinlaw, a guy that's from this area. I know when you were first introduced, you were talking about the cuisine out here. Are you hip, Von, to wings, fries, and mumbo sauce? Has anybody got you some good old DC carryout since you've been here, man?
And I've had a lot of good food. you know, I've had the mumbo sauce a lot.
Okay.
You know, I spend time in Buffalo. You know, I know about chicken wings. I got a chicken farm, Greener Pastures Chicken. You know, so I'm a chicken man through and through. So, it's been a good situation as far as Von Miller and the cuisine in the D.C. area, the DMV area.
Have you bonded at all with Mikey Sanders? So I know he has some animals on his property. You guys talk about farming?
Yeah, I talk to Mikey all the time. He has some chickens. You know, his chicken family is a little bit different than mine. You know, I think he has about 6-7 birds. I got about 35,000 birds every week. So, you know, his family's a little bit different, but we definitely talk chicken for sure.
For sure, man. Obviously, the big news that came yesterday from Coach Quinn that he was going to take over the defensive play caller. How did he address that with you all as a team yesterday?
Yeah. You know, like I said, man, we're trying to find solutions, man. Coach Witt, and from my opinion and my perspective, he's been doing a great job, man. Whether he's upstairs or downstairs, you know, it's the players that really, you know, bring, you know, the scheme to life. And there is no magic call. Like, there is no magic call to play with all type of defensive coordinators or play with all type of guys. There is no magic call. It's always going to be holes. And while I can sit here and say it's not only coaches that are doing a great job, you know, it's some type of disconnection in this environment. It always falls back on the coach, even though it's not the coach's fault. So, or we're trying our best to, you know, really put our best foot forward and just really gel. And I think as we continue to learn each other as players, we'll be able to bring – whatever called DQ calls to life. It's not on Joe Witt, it's not on DQ. It's just on us to be able to bring that to life. And in turn, it's a cycle, and it all goes back to the coaches. Not on the coaches, not on the players, and it goes back to the coaches. It's just a cycle of madness whenever you're not winning. So hopefully we can just squeeze one out and get it going.
Von Miller with us here on the Junkies with Denton Dale and Willingham sitting in for the Junks. You know, unfortunately, Von, you guys are not going to have Daron Payne in Spain. Did you see kind of the sequence? Because it felt like it was more than just one play that led to him having an early exit on Sunday.
Yeah, I did not. I mean, I haven't seen the clip. Man, I know Daron Payne, and he just don't play that type of disrespect. If you keep it all football, you know, all the little side stuff, you know, as much as hindsight, you say he shouldn't have done it, but he's a tough guy, man. He's a bash brother, man. Like, you're not about to sit here and play in my face and disrespect me.
And I know
Amon
Ra talks now.
Yeah, I know. He's a chatterbox.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that D-Payne, you know, took the bait, but at the same time, he's not going to take no side disrespect. So I'm not sure what happened. I still don't know. I haven't talked to D-Payne about it, but just me doing D-Payne, like, it just wasn't him unprovoked, like, trying to knock somebody out. Like, it was probably some side disrespect that was going on, some cowardly little sneaky stuff, and, you know, D-Payne took the bait. And it's unfortunate that he did that, but D-Payne's a true tough guy, and he ain't going to take the disrespect, and it's unfortunate that it happened at the time that it did.
I want to ask you about another one of your teammates who has been a real revelation to me, just with his play style and just the relentless energy that you see, man. I've become a huge fan of Jacob Martin. Just plays with his hair on fire, does it all the right way, a commander through and through. Yeah. How impressive have you been with him? And I know you've seen him before. Had you played with him in Denver, I believe.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Yeah, that's my guy, man. I've been knowing him a long time, man. And you know how you see a doppelganger sometimes. Like, you know, some of the stuff that he says, man. Some of the way he dresses and some of the stuff that he likes, man. You know, I see myself in him in so many different ways, man. That's my dog, man. That's my brother. It's been a bright spot, you know, to have a guy like that around. Of course, we're not getting the outcome that we need, but as far as handling the present events that we're in and the preparation up to the event, you know, if we can just control those two elements of it, the solution, I mean, the outcome will really start happening for us. And no matter what those stages are that we're in, with Jacob Martin, man, he's playing. He's a rock star, man, and he plays like it too. And it's refreshing to be around, you know, guys like that and still have guys playing like that around you.
Savant, speaking of you, I believe the number is 4, right? 4 sacks from getting into the top 10. How much is that fueling you for this final stretch of the year?
Man, I haven't had a sack in 3 weeks. You know, I was 4 sacks away from being in the top 10, you know, 3 weeks ago. I'm 8 sacks away from being number 6. And that's really where I want to get to. I want to get to, you know, 141. With Michael Strahan, and because we got some good guys coming up.
I'm about to say, these young guys,
I'm not looking back, but you got like Myles Garrett and all of these guys. if I can get to number 6, man, then I would be in the top 10 a long time. So even if those guys pass me at 6, I'll drop to 7 and 8 and 9, and I'll be able to stay in the top 10 for a long time. So that's where I'm really trying to get to. And I know at the beginning of the season, I said I wanted to get to DeMarcus at 9, but I think 6 is that number. And I think I proved to myself, too, that, you know, I can still play and, you know, hopefully I can, you know, still be on the books next year and have another shot.
I was going to say the body's still feeling good.
Record next year too. Man, DQ, man, and the guys, they've done a great job of keeping me healthy, man. I feel good. I really do. I feel good, man. For it to be week 11, at week 11, 15 years in the league, 36 years old, I'd be 37 this offseason, man. Like, I'm feeling good, man.
Von Miller with us here on the Junkies with Denton Aleno Willingham sitting in. He also has his podcast. It's called the Free Range Podcast. And Von, I was listening to your episode last week, and you know, you mentioned conspiracy theories. I'm a bit of a conspiracy theory guy. Would you ever ride in a Waymo? These like self-driving cars that are popping around the city. Would you ever pop in one of those?
I have seen them, but fortunately, the way my life is set up, man, like I don't have to, you know, do it, man. But I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great business idea, and you start mixing in some of the AI and stuff that we got going on, man. Like it's another way to reduce, you know, human labor and, you know, still get the transportation around. So I think it's cool.
Von, I heard you say on your podcast, man, you were interested in, you know, getting into the other side of the football once you hang up the cleats, talking about being like a front office guy and getting into some personnel stuff. What did you think of the trade deadline, man? All the moves across the league.
You know, I think some guys were gatekeeping. You know, and that's understandable. You know, I heard the Bills was trying to, you know, get Waddle from Adam Scheffler. Obviously, the Dolphins are going to gatekeep that and, you know, not help the Bills get better. And I heard the Bills are trying to get Quentin Williams, too. The Jets gatekeeped him and, you know, sent him to the Cowboys.
You don't want to keep him in the Bills. Division, though. I get that.
Man, yeah, the Bills, they trying to, you know, I've been with the Bills, so they won the division 5 years in a row, and they're going for 6, so I don't think those teams wanted to help out. But I think, you know, the Sauce Gardner trade, initially I felt like the Jets had won that trade because they got 2 first-round picks for Sauce Gardner. But at the same time, when Sauce Gardner is Sauce, and he's the Sauce that we've all seen throughout these years, and he's playing at a high level, that could be that void that was missing for the Colts. Now, is he playing like wide receiver or a pass rusher or, you know, a quarterback that gets traded that takes the team over the top. No, he's not that. But he is filling a void on a really, really good team. Yeah. And, you know, who knows what the Colts would be able to do.
Von, we'll get you out of here with this one. So you mentioned, obviously, you played in Buffalo and in Los Angeles. You played around good quarterbacks. You said that you would came here to play with Jaden Daniels. There's been adversity. How have you seen him handle this? And what has it been like sharing a locker room with him as he's handling some of the adversity?
Yeah, man, I've been impressed. I've been impressed with Jaden Daniels in the way he's been able to handle all of this. Because quarterbacks, you know, especially the good ones, man, they are their biggest critic. And, you know, for him to not be out there and not be balling, like, it's eating him up. And it's not just Jaden, too. You know, Terry's a hell of a competitor, man. And, you know, for him not to be able to play and have the type of season that he was expecting this year, too, it's eating him up, too. And, you know, he got his contract, and he wants to prove to everybody that he was underpaid. You know what I'm saying? So, and I've been around Terry, man, and I know how hungry he is, you know, to get out there. But the message that I share with those guys, man, you can only control what you can control. And, you know, nothing in life happens by coincidence. And there's beauty in all of these moments. Let's not get stuck in, you know, the adverse times or the bad part about it. It's beauty in these tough moments, these adverse moments. We just got to find it, man, and keep going. Got to be relentless, man, and keep going. And we got a team full of high character guys that'll be able to push, you know, through all of these tough moments that we're in.
Von, really appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the time over in Spain. Best of luck on Sunday.
Thanks, Von.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Buenos dias.
That is Von Miller, defensive end for the Commanders, joining us here on the Sports Junkies. He joins each and every week on a Tuesday. Guy's out today, but it's still really cool of him to jump on with us. So best of luck to him. You can also find his podcast, the Free Range Podcast. It is partnered with our bosses at Odyssey. So we love that for Von Miller. When we get back, we will wrap up the show, get you set for Finley and Zabin coming up at 10 a.m. He's the No Willingham. I'm Denton Day. Don't go anywhere. It's 106.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.